Yep. Sorry, man. Should have done that ages ago. Yeah.
I must have given away about $100 in free drinks tonight.
Definitely, man. You would have given me at least fucking $15.
Who paid?
No one. Who gives a fuck?
Good on you.
No, I just went, okay, I'm taking a six pack. I'll pay on Wednesday.
Fucking take it.
Fucking hell, man. I've got to get up in 7 hours.
Yeah. I might get in it to get to about
9:30. I know the dilemma. Get up and scrub concrete.
Oh, man, I'm going to get up and fold jumpers.
And be extremely polite.
And look really
hey, man, yeah. You take these, man, and I'll see you on Tuesday.
I'll be giving you some long necks on Tuesday,
that sounds
man.
Good, man.
Hey, like, I broke one last night. I went out to see this band, yeah. It's only 3 weeks old.
Yeah,
like,
it
tastes alright, man.
Yeah.
3 weeks old, it tastes quite good.
Better than the other stuff, or, like, different?
Yeah, like, it's still young, but it tastes good already, so.
Hey, Zach, go straight through, man. Oh, fucking cool. I got away from
I was gonna say, you poor thing. I mean, how was it nice?
Fucking hell, man. Like, he was just hammering me to the shit. And he was going, yeah, I'm gonna stay.
Like that.
When I went and had a look at his car, he was telling me that he was gonna stay at my place. And I was just going, I'm gonna get away from him. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I felt really bad. I thought, shit, I should have pretended you were coming last night. I was demanding that you go.
Oh, I'd go straight through.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's easy to get on.
Poor Robin, he means well, but he just.
He's just
everyone.
A fuckwit though. he's like telling me all this shit that means so much to him about him teaching me how to run a bar and shit. Cause like I'm the bar manager and shit now and he used to be. And he's telling me all this shit about how much it meant to him and shit and I'm just going,
oh,
no,
man.
No.
There you go, man.
Yeah, sorry.
And what DT about his problems with his wife?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I knew all about that anyway. And he's got this tattoo on his chest.
Yeah.
And it's like of this great big pheasant or something like that.
Yeah.
And like in the middle of it, right where his heart would be, is this word saying Kyle, which is his son, and his date of birth.
Oh,
and
I was
going,
no.
Oh yeah, that's really cool, man. Yep, no worries.
Fucking
hell, he's a loser. Oh my god.
He thinks he's really cool and smooth.
Oh, he means well, though.
Yeah.
That's the big problem. He means well, but he's still such a fucking dickhead.
He's so heavy about everything. Everything's big, major.
I mean, I was stuck talking to him for about 3/4 of an hour.
Yeah.
It was fucking bullshit.
I should have rescued you, but I wasn't quite sure.
Oh, that's cool.
I should have known with Robin.
It's like, when I went out to see, like, his car and shit, he went to a different person and started talking to them, which was great. I went up to Rachel and went, oh, save me! Save me! I can't talk to him anymore!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's always, like, even when he was married and happy, he still was always having problems.
He's never been
something.
Happy.
No. He reminds me of this guy I used to go out with. It was frightening. Nutcases.
His wing was being tragic.
All over that bloke,
Jesus. Yeah, that's your new boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, his name's Dallas. He sells carpet.
I wonder if Rob will ever be loved for herself.
Yeah, she's a cack, man. She's going, oh, thank you. Oh, thank you.
Such an old drama queen. I can imagine her being a boozy old 80-year-old, like...
She will be,
an ex-Hollywood star, like a downfallen old Liz
Taylor. Like that old thing.
Yeah, like the bit embittered old has been.
Did you see No Nanette today?
No, I can't tell you.
That was up
Doris Day!
Orange
line. Oh, I don't know if it was Doris Day, but it was called No Nanette. A big tap dancing movie.
Oh, I love those movies.
It was a cack.
We saw some brilliant ones recently, like, what was that one about, like, Double Indemnity and, like, lots of old movies from the 30s that really had amazing plot lines. Full on, like A Place in the Sun.
Yeah.
Like this man was out in a boat and his wife drowned or something, and he didn't do it, Ellie.
Yeah.
He didn't do it, but he didn't say he didn't do it, so he got killed at the end, like hanged or something. But it was really full on.
Right here, Sandra.
I always think of those days as, you know, all fun and musicals, but some of the movies were really heavy.
enrage him, bastards.
Oh, God, Moran. I thought we were dead that day.
Yeah, so close this coal, man. Going through, I'll show you.
I've never...
The one right up the top. Yeah.
You just go...
Like, there was a bus right there, man, in that fucking blind spot. And I looked through,
and he's driving through, and I'm screaming my life.
And you just screamed, and I just stopped.
Slammed on the brakes in the middle of the intersection.
Did you have the right of way?
No.
Was it on a roundabout?
No, he was at a give way sign.
Oh, right, I know the way.
And he starts taking off, and the bus is like this.
I just didn't see it. I looked there, and it must have been exactly there, you know.
There's this roundabout coming up, man. Yeah. Like, I was coming up to it in third or fourth or whatever, and I was slow down and shouldn't have a look, but because of all this fucking building side, I couldn't see.
Yeah.
And this fucking Commodore just came powering through.
Yeah,
slammed
bad.
The fucking brakes on, man. Like, it's a really blind.
Yeah.
And they're fucked just a power through.
Yeah.
We're so lucky to be alive because there were two buses, one after the other.
Good, you screamed.
I screamed. Like, you're
like, scream a lot of times when I'm not doing anything, you know, but like that time.
We're just lucky no one was coming the other way and wiped us out.
I looked that way. I looked both ways, you know. I did
That's
all the right
with Marie,
stuff,
man.
And, you know, like,
I was at a servo and I saw this pedestrian, so I stopped for the pedestrian, but I didn't see a fucking car. And like the pedestrian,
this was the fucking place, you know. Just didn't see something.
Oh yeah, and there's a tree as well, so it's a bad spot.
Yeah.
This pedestrian didn't have right of way or anything, but I thought, okay, I'll be polite and stop.
Yeah.
It was just fucking lucky I did, because the car pulled in front of me at the same time.
Yeah.
And it was just fuck, I almost hit that car. Turn left just here.
Yeah.
In the
meadow. Oh, fucking oaky. He's been smoking so much pot.
He's like that anyway. When I used to go out with him, he's just, oh, you had no idea what he was talking about any of the time. He's just so weird. Well, that was a short lived relationship.
I didn't know you went out with
Jake. We went out with Chris.
I did actually, yeah. Probably at one stage.
We went out with Chris, then we went out with his best friend Chris. Oh, well, except not half sorted it down. We were never eating heavy, we never did anything.
Like that was a cack. I had a dance.
Oh my god. She's busting out of that dress.
Fuck, man.
Oh, man. She's like 2 stone, man.
I know, but apparently Margot was saying she's really sick like this.
Just pull up like at this driveway here, and then you can turn right, so I can just jump out.
Yeah, apparently she's not well from it.
No, she's not, man. Fully, she starved herself.
But with all her money, she could go to a bloody clinic and get
that. Yeah, fully. Do you know how much money she takes on a week? $3,000
Oh my god.
Including, like that's her pay, her bills. Like Montezuma's pays all her bills, all her Amex, Rick's Amex, all that sort of shit, all her electricity. Oh. She's got a $700 a month electricity bill.
What, at home?
Yeah.
Shit.
At home? How could you have that much?
The central heating.
What my dad would have.
And all that sort of shit. Anyway, guys, man, I'll see you on fucking Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay, honey. Oh,
fucking hey, good to see
Thanks
you on a social night out instead of fucking...
It's about time. Yeah. We should do more often.
Night. Yeah.
I'd like to get together.
Oh, next month.
Yeah?
On
yeah.
which day's your anniversary?
6th June.
The 6th. Yeah. We'll be going out, for sure.
We don't know where, though. It's only a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we'll organise it on Tuesday or something, man. We've got to go out and fucking celebrate anyway, man.
Yeah, I'm thinking of going out.
We've been budgeting big time. We're like living on $10 a day sort of shit.
Yeah.
$10 a day?
Yeah.
Are you rich, boss?
Fuck off.
That's a lot.
I'm earning $400 a week.
Yeah, that's a lot for us, though. $10 a day.
I'm going to pay for Reggio, man, next week.
Oh, shit.
Okay, man.
All right,
man. Good to see you, man.
I'll see you soon, mate. Thanks a lot.
Fucking good to see you on a night out, man.
Bye, darling.
Alright, man. See you soon.
Yeah.